time before 3:15. I found a young man, Derek Dunn, who said that at 3:20 you were in the bathroom fishing your notebook out of the toilet. Two girls remembered seeing you come out of the boys' restroom carrying a wet notebook. Stanley felt his ears redden. Even after everything he'd been through, the memory still caused him to feel shame. "So you couldn't have stolen them," said Ms. Marengo. "He didn't. I did," said Zero.
"You did what?" asked Ms. Marengo.
"I stole the sneakers." The lawyer actually turned around while driving and looked at him.
"I didn't hear that," she said, "and I advise you to make sure I don't hear it again."
"What did my father invent?" Stanley asked. "Did he find a way to recycle sneakers?"
"No, he's still working on that," explained Ms. Marengo.
"But he invented a product that eliminates foot odor. Here, I've got a sample in my briefcase. I wish I had more. You two could bathe in it."
She opened her briefcase with one hand and passed a small bottle back to Stanley. It had a fresh and somewhat spicy smell. He handed it to Zero.
"What's it called?" Stanley asked.
"We haven't come up with a name yet," said Ms. Marengo.
"It smells familiar," said Zero.
"Peaches, right?" asked Ms. Marengo. "That's what everyone says."
A short while later, both boys fell asleep. Behind them, the sky had turned dark, and for the first time in over 100 years, a drop of rain fell into the empty lake.